Coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, I think, is with us.
Yeah, I'm with you, Schulze.
Right. Tom, I thought that was an extremely entertaining up-and-down game for two teams that are coming off a break. That game had a lot of pace, didn't it?
Well, it did, and, you know, we were chasing it for stretches as well.
Well, in the third period, Tom, when you're down by two, obviously, I mean, when you're up by two, that's a whole different ball game from, you know, St. Cloud's perspective. You guys shut it down pretty good. I thought they did a real good job of not letting you guys really get close to the net there in the third period.
I agree. We didn't have we didn't have a lot of push, Biss. No question about that. I wish we had a little more push.
In the first period and first part of the second period, that game just went in spurts where one team was on the attack for a sustained amount of time and then, boom, the ice flipped and the other team was on the attack for so long.
Yeah.
How do you sustain more of that throughout the course of a game and try to – because that's just going to wear down the opponent.
Yeah, these games all take on a life of their own, Schulze. And again, we have nothing to – you know, a lot of times we have nothing to do about it. The game will dictate that. And there was stretches where there was some good pace both ways and scoring chances. But, again, by and large, they were a lot more consistent than we were.
You know, coming out of a break, Tom, is it preferred for you guys to have a non-conference game where you can maybe get your legs back and get some hockey action versus jumping right into conference play?
I don't worry about any of that stuff, Biss. Like, I don't know. We have what we have. And, we not to get, you know – totally technical here, but we have certain dates that we have for non-conference, and typically this is non-conference weekend, December 30th, you know, January, whatever. That's a non-conference weekend that we have in our scheduling guidelines. But not that we can't play. So I guess if we weren't playing, then they could schedule some league games. But who cares if it's league or non-league? Both teams are doing the same thing, you know. So I don't sweat any of that stuff, you know.
How does a game, though, against a team with the pace that St. Cloud has, how does that get you ready here for the second half?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but it's a darn good – they'll make you they make you better, that's for sure. I mean,
yeah, it can't hurt.
Exactly. You know, but, again, you know, you got to get a little confidence, too, and you better make sure that, you know, when you – you know, like when you have the puck, I mean, you just got to make some – at times we got to make some better decisions. But, no, it doesn't hurt you, and it's a good hockey team, obviously.
Is Alex Iarullo the quickest guy in that kind of a situation to turn on the Jets and get something going shorthanded?
Yeah, he is. He's got some. He's really deceptive. I agree with you, Schulze. Good insight there, and he's very deceptive.
See you tomorrow night.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.